Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a summertime story for you because it is summertime right now. And we see flowers in the summertime here. We see one particular sunflower. The sunflower. We see it everywhere. And so we decided to read about it. Today's story is called This is the Sunflower. It's by Lola M. Schaefer. The pictures are by Donald Cruz, and it is read today by Mommy and. What is your name? What do we call you?
I'm Frozen Billy.
Frozen Billy? Frozen Peely? Oh, I'm so sorry, Frozen Peely. Do you want me to get you a blanket to warm you up? Mm-mm. You like being cold? Uh-huh. Frozen Peely and Mommy. You ready, Frozen Peely? Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a sunflower. Tall and bright. Now, in the picture, we can see the sunflower, and I'd like to describe it. It has very large, bright, vivid green leaves. It is also very tall. Sometimes sunflowers can grow up to the size of a grown-up human. Hmm? Oh yeah, they can be very tall. It has bright yellow petals, much like the sun has rays that stick out of it, and the petals on the sunflower stick out like rays of light. They stick out in all directions, all the way around the flower. It has a brown inside that has tiny little seeds all over it. Okay. That stands in my garden day and night. And we can see it at nighttime. It's still the same colors, but it's harder to see at night. This is the blossom, yellow and round, that crowns the sunflower, tall and bright, that stands in my garden day and night. These are the seeds, black and brown. That's true, they come in two different colors, huh? Found in the blossom, yellow and round, that crowns the sunflower, tall and bright, that stands in my garden, day and night. But you know, when you have seeds like that, people like to eat sunflower seeds, don't they? And people are not alone. There's something else that likes to eat sunflower seeds, and that something is birds. And the next page is covered in them. These are the beaks, sharp and strong, that crack the seeds, black and brown, found in the blossom, yellow and round, that crowns the sunflower, tall and bright, that stands in my garden, day and night. These are the birds, full of song, that use their beaks, sharp and strong, to crack the seeds, black and brown, found in the blossom, yellow and round, that crowns the sunflower, tall and bright, that stands in my garden, day and night. And I just want to say, those birds are beautiful looking, aren't they? They have like a long, streamy tail to them. The artist has rendered them kind of transparent. And they're pretty, aren't they? Oh. Here are a few seeds scattered around, spilled by the birds, full of song, that use their beaks, sharp and strong, to crack the seeds, black and brown, found in the blossom, yellow and round, that crowns the sunflower, tall and bright, that stands in my garden, day and night. It is really interesting what happens. Birds can help us grow gardens because they spill seeds. And in that picture, it was raining. And now here comes the sun. Now the sun warms the moist ground that covers the seeds scattered around, spilled by the birds, full of song that use their beaks sharp and strong to crack the seeds black and brown, found in the blossom yellow and round that crowns the sunflower tall and bright that stands in my garden day and night. These are the sprouts. Rich with life that grow and grow and grow until... Guess what's going to happen on the next page?
Turn it, turn it.
A patch of sunflowers, tall and bright, stands in my garden day and night. And in the picture, we can actually see, if you look at the picture that has all the different birds in it, it shows you what all of the birds actually are. A mockingbird, a black and white warbler, a yellow-bellied woodpecker, a tufted titmouse, a bluebird, a bullock's oriole, a cardinal, a red-winged blackbird. You know what those are, don't you? You do. That's exactly how they sound.
Keep telling me all of them.
Yeah, there's all these beautiful birds. And they talk about the different sunflower facts in this book as well. So if you like sunflowers, you've got to check this book out because it gives you great facts about them. And it also makes you want to go out and pick a sunflower. What do you say we go do something like that? Go to a garden? All right. You got to stop freezing first, huh?
First, do you want to come to my village and stay?
Sure, why not?
Thanks.
But first we should say the end, right?
The end.
Don't you think? Okay, the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.